Hanging out here, talking with Lawrence Maxwell. How's everything going, man?
Things are good. Beautiful day on PEI. Can't complain.
Well, we're still dealing with a bit of a lot of heat out here in Alberta, but let's let the listeners get to know a bit more about you. I mean, you are a poet. You wrote short stories. I'm sure that's how that kind of maybe translated into music for you. What really wanted music to be your career, though, and a focus for you at this point?
I think a lot of the idea came for me. I was in the Naval Reserve for 4 years, and I spent some time on a ship, HMCS Kingston, and there was one guy on the ship who had a guitar, and he'd bring it out when we stopped at different ports and sometimes as we're sailing. And I always enjoyed singing, but it wasn't until I kind of really started getting away from home and started singing in front of people that I got a bit more confidence to do it. Started to hit up a lot of open mics when I moved back home, and just the response that I got from it was just like a feeling. It just felt like this is something that I want to do more of. And yeah, the writing has always kind of been part of what I've done with school. It seemed to be the only subject that I like was besides phys ed was English. So I was just really interested in storytelling. And with the singing, it just seemed like a natural progression to kind of marry those two worlds and become a songwriter and to see where that would take me. And it's, you know, luckily taken me to different countries and different festivals so far. And it's been a fun journey, and I'm just kind of looking forward to where else it's going to take me.
So if you don't mind me asking, what made you want to join the Naval Reserves then? Was it just like a history of military with your family, or was it just something you just felt you wanted to do?
Well, there wasn't any recent history in my family other than going back to World War II. Like there was none of my parents or grandparents had served. So it was actually a friend of mine. His father was a chaplain in the Navy, and I spent a lot of time at his house, and he was kind of asking me what my plans were after high school. And he's like, well, the typical recruitment pitch where he's like, well, they'll pay for your school and you can see the world and do all this stuff. So I said, that sounds pretty good. I don't know what else I'm going to be doing anyway. So I always was a little bit lost and uncertain as to what direction I'd go. So that conversation with him made me feel like there was a path that I could at least walk down that would get me somewhere. I didn't know where it was going to take me, but I realized, you know, after a few years that while I enjoyed it, it wasn't something I saw myself doing long term if I didn't have to. I'm glad for the experience. I'm really grateful for it. All the people I met, the places I got to see. But yeah, it just became apparent that if I'm able to pursue music, I'm going to have to go full tilt and full speed ahead in that direction.
Nice. My mom tried to get me to join cadets at one point, and they're like, yeah, no, I like longer hair. So it was like, oh yeah, no, you're gonna have to cut that. And I'm like, see ya. Turned towards the exit. My mom's like, what? And I'm like, yeah, this, you've tried and you couldn't get me to cut it. You bribed me. I wouldn't cut it. What makes you think I'd cut it for them?
Yeah. Yeah, that was the thing too. Whenever I got out of the Navy, the first thing I wanted to do was grow my hair long, because there's something about, you feel like you're kind of like being suppressed, like creatively and who you are as an expression. So I just wanted to let my hair grow and edit, like rebel, kind of like that was a later rebellion that I had in my early 20s.
So you were telling me before, you actually have a bit of a connection to the Peace region up here and Peace River.
That's right. Yeah. My aunt and uncle, Robert and Kathy, live out there. And my cousins, Emily and Thomas, actually, when I was 14, I went to my cousin Emily's wedding in Peace River, Alberta. And that was the first time and the only time that I've been there, but it was beautiful. We rented this big ranch house with a bunch of aunts and uncles and cousins, and my grandparents were there. And I remember we had a poker game. It was the night before the wedding, and I got four of a kind aces, and all the guys were cheering. I was only 14 years old, so I didn't really understand the significance, but everyone was cheering. So I was like, oh, this must be really, really good. So yeah, we had a great time out there, and yeah, I would love to go back in the near future for sure to see them.
Well, it's one of the weird things. I'm like, normally people, when I talk to them, if they're not from Alberta or they're not from Northern Alberta, I should say, the odds are, unfortunately, don't really know where we are on a map. So you're just like, oh yeah, by the way, like you're in Peace River, right? Like, yeah. I'm like, you actually know where that is? What?
Yeah. Yeah. It's beautiful out there. I haven't got a chance to experience much more of Alberta, actually. That's kind of like, my sister lived in Calgary for a little bit, but in terms of my own experience, like Peace River is pretty much my only experience in Alberta. So it's kind of funny.
Well, you're going to have to get out and explore Alberta. I mean, obviously Jasper, Banff, Lake Louise, Calgary itself might be a little expensive if you go during Stampede, but yeah, lots to go on here in Alberta.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd love to get out there and play some shows soon. That's definitely on the bucket list for the next year, 2 years. We'll see.
All right. Well, the song we're getting ready to spin on River Country Rising Stars here is What You See in Me. You did this song with Brooke MacArthur. Sort of how'd this song come about for you guys?
It's a song that I had written originally after, funny enough, like I'm a country musician, but I was listening to Alicia Keys. There's a Tiny Desk concert that I saw on YouTube, and the song that she was singing, just, you know, sometimes you hear a song and it just makes you want to pick up an instrument and just start writing. And that's what happened with me. And I just started thinking about the gratitude that I kind of felt for my fiance and her being able to kind of recognize some things about me that I hadn't yet been able to see in myself. So the song just kind of poured out of me in that moment. And I realized that it was meant to be a duet, and there's meant to be another perspective in the song. And that's when I wrote, you know, the female perspective. And I reached out to Brooke MacArthur, who's a great singer here on PEI. And luckily she was totally on board. And we met up with her producer, Colin Buchanan. And you know, between laying down the tracks and getting the musicians in, it just kind of became something beyond what I expected it to be. To hear Brooke sing on it and to have that collaboration was pretty cool. So yeah, I was super happy with how it kind of happened. And also,
what is like the country music scene kind of like in PEI? Because this always comes up when I talk to artists from out there on the coast, you know, like from Newfoundland and New Brunswick. It's typically not thought of in that way. Obviously, PEI has Cavendish, which has become massive these days. But sort of what is that scene like for you in PEI? Obviously, PEI is a small enough place as is.
I think there's so many country music fans here. Like Cavendish Beach Music Festival, like you mentioned, like brings up 20 to 30,000 people on one of the big nights. It can bring that many people out. So there's a lot of people that love country music. We have a radio program that plays a section or a program called the Saturday Night Hoedown. That's been going on since the 50s. And it's just all old country music. And there's, you know, people that love the old style of country music. And I find that typically, that's what I like too. I like the stuff from the 60s and the 70s. And I do a Merle Haggard tribute as well. And that goes over really well here, you know, along with my original stuff. So the scene isn't that big in terms of the amount of musicians that are involved in the country genre in particular. There's a lot of East Coast Celtic folk, but I think we're seeing a lot more diversity and resurgence of country music, hip hop, rock, punk. Like the scene is just, it seems to be expanding a lot more in PEI, and there's so many opportunities to play here, especially in the summer with various festivals and venues. It's such a big tourist market in the summer that people appreciate live music, and there's so many great venues to play here that it's I just think it's a real sweet spot in Canada for live music in general. And I think country music is, the scene is developing into something that is a little bit bigger than probably it once was.
Sweet. Now, what exactly did you see in What Do You See in Me to really want to put it out there for people to listen, and especially out to radio?
I rarely get the feeling that my song would suit radio. So this was a bit of an anomaly. I only can think back to one other song, maybe two that I had, that I ever thought I could hear this on the radio. I typically wouldn't hear my style of music on the radio, but for whatever reason, this song, it just had that kind of feeling to it. When I asked, you know, my producer, I said, like, do you think this would be a radio song? Like, I rarely think that it would be, but he kind of agreed with me, and I got a few other people's opinions on it. And I can't always necessarily plan for it to happen. So I consider it kind of like a little blessing if I get that thought, whether I'm right or not. It's just like, it's kind of cool that feeling presents itself, and I just kind of trust it and go with it. So,
well, What You See in Me is an awesome song, getting ready to play it here, and I'm glad you put it out there into the world. And just because you guys can't necessarily see this guy has one of the best mustaches I've seen in quite a while. Thanks for taking the time today, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.